Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Always so appreciative of this time that we get to share together in the study of God's Word, learning more about Him, His Son Jesus, and His way. So let's begin today by opening our time together in prayer. Heavenly Father, what can we say to these things? You have made it to where we have this large account of who you are, what you're about, what your ways are, and what your Son Jesus was like. And so today, as we study this book of Galatians again, I pray that you will, by your Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. And then, Lord, empower us to live according to that truth, we pray. And it's in Jesus' name we'll ask it. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Zealously Affected. And it's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 4, and verse 17. If Paul the Apostle has not made it clear thus far, he extends his aversion to the Judaizers who were teaching the Galatian church members false doctrine and tells them he doesn't appreciate it very much. He's wondered if the church members in Galatia now see him as an enemy rather than the one who brought them the gospel in the first place, and he's attempting to show them their error before they lock in or into these false doctrines. In chapter 4 and verse 17 of the book of Galatians, Paul spends more time telling the Galatians how these Judaizers have affected them. He wrote, "They zealously affect you, but not well. Yes, they would exclude you, that you might affect them." Paul begins with these words, "They zealously affect you," or rather, "they have persuasive influence upon you." The idea is to burn with zeal. Just because a doctrine makes a person feel good or get excited doesn't necessarily mean that teaching is truth. Many outside influences whip people into a frenzy without having true substance to their words. This is the way the Judaizers were affecting the Galatians. With persuasive words and appeal toward their longevity in religious things, the crowd the Judaizers were teaching would follow them zealously. Paul adds, though, "but not well." Though they were excited about this teaching, the teaching itself was in the wrong direction. As we've learned before, a return to the law after experiencing the grace of Jesus Christ is a step backward in the Christian's belief. Paul knew the people were excited about what they learned. However, what they learned was not well for them. Paul continues, "Yes, they would exclude you, that you might affect them." In other words, the Gentile believers in Galatia were separated from the Jewish ones. Almost as a second-class Christians, the Galatian church members were pushed to the side. It was kind of like levels that one could be on. Of course, the Judaizers were on one level, a higher one, and the Galatian church members were on the next, a lower one. Because the Judaizers were so caring for the Gentile believers, they would allow them to be part of their fellowship, but just not quite as good as they were. The idea was that because the Judaizers were now teaching Gentile believers the way they should live, the Judaizers were superior to them. Thus, the Galatian believers elevated them and made them just a bit better in theory. If we think about it, we can almost feel the fury that Paul has for these Judaizers and the exasperating effect they're having upon the church in Galatia. So it is with us. Once again, the truth seems to come in on the back of a snail, and false teaching swoops in like an eagle. But what about us? Have we been zealously affected in any area? Is there teaching that has whooped us into a frenzy? And although it is exciting, it has no biblical basis whatsoever. Perhaps as we meditate upon these things, we will examine our lives and discover whether the things of God we are excited about are the truths in the Word of God that will not only zealously affect us, but also affect those to whom we are around. Next time, we will see how it is good to be zealously affected. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.